Hello, everybody. This is Marla Beck over at CoachMarla.com, where I help high-achieving writer types to create a consistent writing habit and to move their own projects and careers forward in a way that's meaningful. I am here with you today on the side of Richardson Bay, and I want to give you a little glimpse here of the scene. You see that? Somewhere out there is the Richmond Bridge. It's in the San Francisco Bay Area. And today's topic, today what I want to talk to you about is to give you a little permission and a little motivation to celebrate your quirks. I'll tell you what I mean by this. When I went away to college, I was a music major, and I don't know how I ended up in this dorm, but I was one girl among three in a very tiny dorm room. And I was always the one who got up earliest and left the room and just went out and did my stuff. And I was always the one who got back latest. Now, when I think about that, maybe that's not so great for physical health, but it is what it is. And I certainly loved to be in the practice rooms, working on my music. I was a flute major at the time. And I just had this odd schedule that never seemed to match. Years and years and years later, here I am. It is 6:30, and it's 6:30 in the morning, and I'm awake. I'm just happy as can be. This is my time. I love the mornings, and I hope that doesn't set off anything in you. Once in a while, I'll get a writer client who says, I can't be a real writer unless I get up early in the morning. To that, I say bunk. Here's what I want you to focus on instead. It's to celebrate your own quirks. One of mine happens to be loving the morning times. Perhaps for you, one of your quirks is, I don't know, you like to take a full day and a half to write and ignore all your other responsibilities. Or maybe you're someone who loves to write at night. Whatever it is, stop judging your productivity habits, your passions, by what you think they need to be. I don't know where that comes from. I'm looking for the root of it. I have a feeling it's just out there in our culture. And sometimes we creative types like to grab onto what we think we should be doing and judge ourselves, when in reality, we could be busy doing our craft and getting our writing done. All right, so this is just a real clear takeaway for you today. Celebrate your quirks. If you have an unusual productivity habit, or some way to fill yourself up as I do, like sitting out by the water at 6:30 in the morning, do it. Allow yourself to be you. And I promise you, both your professional work, your creative work, and your personal life will benefit. All right, everybody, come see me over at CoachMarla.com. And if you'd like to explore us working together, I'm happy to learn a little bit more about you and your writing goals and experience and see if we might want to hop on the phone to explore that together. All right, thanks, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.